While repatriation flights from India to Australia are due to resume later this week, India remains in the midst of the world's worst COVID outbreak. The daily death toll has again passed 4,000, and for the fourth day in a row, it's recorded more than 400,000 new cases. The dire situation means Indian Australians here are still raising money for vital medical equipment and supporting grieving families, as Gavin Coote reports.
The coronavirus outbreak in India remains catastrophic. Yasmin Haq is UNICEF's representative in the country.
The wave is almost four times the size of the first wave, and the virus is spreading much faster. On an average, there were more than four new cases every second and more than two deaths every minute in the last 24 hours.
As the wait continues for the resumption of repatriation flights for Australians stuck in India, many who are watching on from afar are doing everything they can to help.
Most of us have families back home in India, and we got a first-hand account of how things are. So we decided we had to do something. We couldn't sleep.
Anu Shivaram is from the Australian charity Vision 2020, which raises money for infrastructure projects in India and Nepal. Volunteers have spent the past fortnight raising money to buy the generators that put oxygen into cylinders for patients.
Donations came pouring in, and we've crossed $71,000. And as soon as we got the money, we started contacting agencies in India.
The money is going to accredited non-government organisations attached to hospitals in India.
It's like your home is on fire. What do you do? Throw whatever water you have. So that's the kind of response from most Indians. They have all wanted to do something and staying so far away, and now with the government regulation, which makes it almost impossible for us to travel, money was the only way we could reach help.
Others are mobilising to support family members here in Australia. Manpreet Singh from Sikh Volunteers Australia is one of about 200 volunteers who are supporting those in Melbourne's Indian community who are grieving the deaths of relatives back in India.
So we started to provide some counselling and also started to provide some food help to them.
The volunteers come from various religions, and the practical and moral support they're providing is in huge demand.
So first day when we started this service, we received around 15 to 20 calls.
Manpreet Singh says a lot of Indian students in Australia are here on their own and are feeling incredibly lonely as they watch India grapple with its COVID wave.
2 days ago, we met with one girl. She has whole family here, like all three sisters, they all are here. They are permanent citizen here. What their parents were at back in India. And they lost six family members with the corona, but they could not go back. So I cannot explain you like how upset were they. And they did not eat anything from last 24 hours. They were so upset.
India's neighbours are battling a new COVID-19 wave too. And with very low levels of vaccination in most South Asian countries like Sri Lanka and Nepal, organisations like UNICEF are fearing the dire situation in India will soon be felt in these countries too.
That report from Gavin Coote and David Sparks.